You're listening to Cat Killer on Radio KOL. I'm Tom Pike from the TV Tropes web series Echo Chamber. A few months ago, we recorded this interview about Echo Chamber's first season. The second season is set to premiere on June 5th. You're about to hear the original interview, which should give you an idea of what you missed. If you want to see more, go to tvtropes.org/EC.
In the process of researching, and I say researching in sort of inverted commas because it's more sort of fangirlishly stalking every page I could find.
Excellent.
I came across the forum thread, and I think it was on the forum thread, or was it my wild mass guessing, possibly? And there's lots of speculation about future plot lines coming up.
There are. I will confirm that there are some correct guesses on the Wild Mass Guessing page, or there are some that are eerily close. There is definitely someone who guessed Mr. Administrator's plot in an email to me.
What a dick.
It blew my fucking mind. I could not believe that, because I'm like, okay, I won't tell you why I can't believe it, because it would reveal what it is.
Oh, you know what?
What were you going to ask me about any of the theories?
I was going to say, are you going to branch out into any of the more sort of unrealistic areas at any point in the future, the fantasy or the sci-fi?
Strongly pushing for detaching ourselves from reality. Let's just, you know, ditch the anchor and float away. But I don't think everyone else is on par with that.
We're probably not going to do it to the degree that Zach wants, but there will definitely be some shifts in style, in tone, for certain episodes.
Yes.
So can I tell them about Dergs?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so there's this one thing where Tom wrote a script and sent it to me, and he was on Ambien.
I was on Ambien.
At the time. Yeah. So he thought he'd written something brilliant, and it was a piece of crap.
Are we still talking about the script or me writing the script?
This is you writing the script.
Okay. And then we made
a script about that happening. and so that is probably going to wind up being a really awesome Disney acid sequence visual effect.
I'm on it.
So Zach, like, that's something that Zach would totally be into.
What happened with this script? See, Ambien is a hallucinogen. It's
But he wasn't. Recommend. He wasn't taking it like.
No,
I
have a prescription. I honestly would never, like, for 15 minutes of a high and then 8 hours you're just knocked out. Really not worth it. Take my word for it.
Don't do drugs,
kids. if you're going to do drugs, don't write a script while you're on them.
Yeah, he decided. You know what would be the best idea? If I tried to write a script for Everything's Better on Drugs...
Actually, no. I tried to write a script for What Do You Mean It Wasn't Made on Drugs, because I was on drugs, so I didn't realize that's the trope for things you write when you're not on drugs.
Yeah, so essentially, Tom on drugs is stupid and should never do anything.
So that's not so much a break from reality. We will never be able to do something like Eldritch Abomination. We just don't have the budget. There are things that we can do, like you saw at the end of Season 1. I'm not going to say the spoiler, but at the end of Season 1, there's something that happens that is clearly not...
You already said what it was.
Yeah, but they're not going to put it together unless I say it. Or they should go watch it. Go watch it!
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's not... It happens, and it's not really something that is explained. There's something unexplained and weird that happens. And that is, you know, there is a long arc planned for that. There will be a lot more meta weirdness, definitely. And there always was planned that from the beginning. See, there's a problem here, right? Because my show...
Damn it.
I mean, my character's show, Zach.
JK.
Yeah. See, that's actually a different level of confusion there.
We essentially just don't know what's happening, ever.
Yeah. So the vlog that they are trying to make addresses a trope, and then they immediately experience it. Sooner or later, they have to notice that that life is imitating art, and it freaks them out. That was always from the beginning going to be something that happens. So once that line is crossed, like, it's really clear that what?
I'm just surprised that you won't say something that happens at the end of, like...
It's not really a spoiler.
I mean, it's certainly a plot line that you wanted to have people realize, and you're completely spoiling it.
I think everyone realizes.
Stop talking. What were you talking about?
So it turns out that Mr. Minister's plan is to pee on everything.
But then I subvert it by actually doing it for him.
That's the season. That's the series finale. Is Mr. peeing on stuff. He just shows up. He's like, hey, Tom.
R. Kelly's there, and he's like, oh, yeah, what's going on? Peeing on everybody.
Yeah, that's actually the biggest spoiler. We're getting R. Kelly to do this.
Jesus Christ.
One more question that you've already kind of answered, but I'm going to ask it anyway to see if we can get any more fishing for information. What have you got in store for us for the next series? Is there anything else you can tell me?
Well,
more characters.
Yeah,
more hijinks. More zany. More special effects. More good episodes. Less bad episodes.
We certainly hope for the more good, less bad.
You could probably tell him what he is.
That's been
released publicly, just not the name of his show.
No, we can't. We can't say the name of his show. No. So we're planning on having a rival crew, a rival web show that we wind up being rivals with.
There's another web show, and they are better in every way, and it's done all pretty much by one guy who is just fantastic.
Yeah, he's the best person ever existed.
And he's the ace. That's the trope for him. He comes in and he alters the dynamic because it's different. By the time season two has come out, between season one and season two of Echo Chamber, the characters release season one of Echo Chamber. So they have the same kind of like moderate success that we have had, and they don't completely suck anymore.
At least they don't think they do.
So they're coming out of this, and then they're like, yeah, we're great. And then this guy comes along and blows them away in within a few days. He's getting more views. And so he is a way to keep pushing the characters really to make them continue to try to not suck, because if season two were just like them, like, yeah, we did great, high five, yeah,
then it would be really bad, really boring, and no one would care.
Yeah.
So and how much should I say about what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
I think we're good on the teasing thing.
Okay.
Unless you want to
I actually have like a plot this season, I think.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, so this season focuses much more on Zach
and
actually much more on Dana.
Yeah.
And much less on Tom, because we realized from season one that no one actually likes him.
That's not what happened.
I know.
What it is, the first season is basically about the development of Tom's character, and the second season is much more about the others. There are two very significant emotional arcs. Well, there's one significant emotional arc for each of them. Tom does stuff too, but...
Yeah, Tom's not, like, disappearing.
I'm not like, hey, bye. Where are you guys going? I want to be in the show again. Because, yeah. Yeah, that's season two. We are very...
We're going to do Screen Shake next season.
We're going to do what?
Screen Shake. You know when, like, the ship gets hit in Star Trek and everyone falls to the left and then falls to the right? Just spoiler alert, we're going to do that at some point.
Zach has not told me about this before, so...
Spoiler alert, Zach is wrong.
I may be trolling through the forums right now while we talk.
Yeah, I can actually tell that you're just reading TV tropes during this interview. And...
Yep, because I'm quiet and I say random bits of nonsense.
Yep.
I
can actually always tell when Zach's been reading TV tropes, because the next day he comes to me and says, Tom, we need to do these tropes that I read about last night.
Awesome. Why aren't we doing them yet?
And it doesn't matter if they're like related to the show at all or if we can do them. We have to do them. And that's just
how it
goes.
And we're just like, no.
Well, usually I'm like, okay, Zach.
I will plug that we do have a submarine in Pittsburgh that we can shoot on, because I know people who work at the Science Center. We could totally... shoot on an actual World War II submarine. You just need to come up with a good plot, Tom.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. How about this, Zach? If you write an episode of Echo Chamber that takes place
in
a submarine and fits into the show season, then we
season finale, guys.
That is all you.
Well, that's me out of questions essentially. So thank you for coming on to visit Radio KOL.
All right, we're out of useful things to say.
We've been out since
about 40 minutes ago.
So yeah, an hour and 5 minutes ago.
And I want to formally invite you back for in a few months' time when you're releasing your new series. I hope you can come back and I'll maybe get some listener questions.
That would be amazing. Yeah,
that'd be fantastic.
We'd love to.
And so, yeah, thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Bye.
You're listening to Cat Killer on Radio KOL. The interview you just heard was about the first season of Echo Chamber, the TV Tropes web show. The second season comes out on June 5th. To see the first season, go to tvtropes.org/EC.